I'm Peter Stewart. We're talking about the speed of the reed and the faster reed, as some of our extreme speeds will be moving on to slower speeds in a week or so's time. And then after that, we'll be looking at the slowest speed of all, when it's dead stop. Pauses between stories, pauses between words within a sentence, and the different reasons that you may have pauses or silence or even dead air as well. All sorts of stuff still to come in season two of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. But as I say, at the moment, those fast talking speed traps. Some people speak fast naturally and can still be understandable and engaging. But if you read a script too fast, then for the listener, it might be like watching the landscape from an express train window. You get a general idea, but not a full understanding of what's going on. To use another analogy, they'll be gobbling down your nuggets rather than tasting and digesting them. If you talk too fast, there's a chance people will miss things, the detail about a product, the service, idea, or news story. What you say just becomes a wall of words. And you may have less precise articulation and intonation, with words running into one another, and a greater chance of verbal slips and trips. Indeed, if you stumble too often, it may be a warning to you to slow down. TV presenters usually have an easier time because viewers can subconsciously lip-read, watch facial expressions, or even put on the subtitles. There's no such help for your listeners to radio or podcasts, so you need to help them as much as you can. And that probably means speaking clearly, being careful technically as well. Now, I'm not talking about changing your accent or being over-precise or anything like that. If you heard my podcasts, and of course you did, in the middle of last year, we were talking about intonation and dialect and accents and articulation, and I made that point several times. Keep your accent, whether it's a Los Angeles urban accent or whether it's a well-spoken British accent or somewhere else, somewhere in between those two. The point is that people have got to be able to understand what it is that you're saying. As long as they can, your accent, your dialect, your articulation is absolutely fantastic and authentic and brilliant, and you should keep it, of course you should. But it's a waste of time, isn't it, if you're talking to an audience that doesn't actually understand what it is you're saying, because you have lost them. Oh, I'm sure there are people who don't understand my accent. Yeah? So you've got to bear that in mind. You've got to bear that in mind. If you're able to deliver word-rich content rapidly while still losing enviably little on clarity, you may find yourself in a pretty good niche. There are three fast-talking speed traps that you may find yourself caught up in. We've got some more tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.